Yes, yes, it is Friday. Thank you. It is 6:11 Friday morning. There is some snow coming down out there in places. The weather, they're saying on and off snow, maybe some freezing rain, so be careful driving. My drive-in from Windsor wasn't horrible, but I was behind the... And I like this. I know a lot of people get frustrated when they're behind the formation of the...
Oh, the worst.
The plow truck formation on the highway. I kind of like it because I feel like everybody's got to slow down. Take your time. Yeah, so it took me a lot of time to get to work.
It's the worst. I was doing 65, 70 the
whole
way.
No, stop. Walmart, don't put that out there. Drive slow. I would suggest like 50, between 50 and 60.
Yeah, probably 50, 55.
Man, take your time. But the roads are a little slick out there. There are school closings for sure. There's delays. I don't know. I see some remote learning delays. So some schools are closed, but I think if you're remote learning, you just have a delay.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's about. You're at home.
My kids are remote learning, and they get out at noon.
Oh, okay. So they have an early release.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Listen, you can check it all out. It's all broken down for you. It's our Big Y Storm Center at kiss957.com. Make sure you take a look at that. It is also, real quick, National Caregivers Day.
Nice.
So if you know a caregiver, give them a hug today. Well,
yeah,
elbow pump.
Yeah.
Something. Wait.
Chicken wing. Wait, or whatever chicken, it
give
is.
The, give the chicken wing. We've got Kate in Manchester standing by. She wants to be on Second Date Update every single Friday morning at this time. We bring you Second Date Update. We try to make a love connection.
Yeah.
If you go on a first date, maybe you fall in love. It's first date love, but you never hear from them again for a second date and you want to know why. You haven't heard from them, you call us.
Yeah, we're pretty good at getting answers,
too. We do. So Kate is standing by. She's going to tell us about the date, and then it will get really awkward because we're going to call her date and find out why they haven't called her. How about that? Second Date Update coming up in just 4 minutes. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. It's time for Second Date Update. We do it all the time. Basically, if you go on a first date, you have a great time, you make a connection, but then you get ghosted and you never hear from that person again. You call us and we get answers.
Yeah, and it's getting harder to date out there, so yeah.
Super hard. That's why I want to make love connections. I want to make love connections on Second Date Update. Kate is on the line in Manchester this morning. She's going to tell us about a great first date she had. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
Hey, I hope we can help you out. I hope this is a love connection.
Me too, because I really like this guy. I'm really attracted to him. I really had a great time with him, everything. So his name's Vinny.
Vinny, love it.
Yeah, isn't it a great name? Yeah. Vinny.
Vinny and Kate.
Vinny and Kate on their first date.
Exactly.
So tell me.
So our first date was, it was so cool. It was actually on Valentine's Day. It was great.
Ooh.
Nice. It just happened. It was on Sunday. So we were, we went to brunch. We had mimosas. We had this great conversation. It was amazing. And so when I went home, I texted him, thank you. I had a great time. And I have not heard anything. No reply. And still no reply even today.
All right. So when you guys were at brunch, did you have good conversation? Did you feel like you had stuff in common and stuff?
Yeah, we liked the same shows.
Okay.
I have a dog, and he has a dog, and so there was like a lot of stuff in common. I was like, oh, we could go dog walking next.
Yeah.
I just thought it was. I just don't understand why he hasn't texted me. I hope he's okay.
I mean, it sounds weird. I know. Well, you never know. Today's day and age, you never know, and so. Hopefully he's okay. And hopefully it's a misunderstanding. We can make a love match because it sounds like a great day. Like Valentine's, you meet out, you went to brunch, you made a connection. I don't know. I think this is what we'll do, Kate. We're going to call Vinny.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have him on the line. I'm going to just tell him to be honest and that he's on the air and to tell us about the date. You'll be listening in at any time. You can jump in and talk to him or we can bring you in on the conversation. Okay.
Okay.
Hold on. Best date of her life. Oh. Let's make a love match.
Brunch is a weird date.
Did you patch her through?
No.
Patch her through. All right, here we go. Any date. We're in a pandemic.
That's true.
Hello?
Hi, is Vinny there?
Yeah, this is Vinny. Can I ask who's calling?
Of course you can, Vinny. It's Courtney.
And Vinny, it's Walmart Jeff.
And we're calling from Kiss 95.7. You're on the radio this morning, Vinny.
Okay, is this a good thing or a bad thing?
I'm hoping it's a very, very good thing. So we have a feature called Second Date Update, Vinny. If someone goes on a first date, they make a connection and they'd love to see that person again, but they never hear from them again, they call us. And, you know, we get the ball rolling in the love direction.
All right. Which date could I tell you about? Or what's going on?
Oh, a serial dater.
You know what? Listen, if you're single, you really need to go on a few dates. But, Vinny, the date we're talking about was a girl named Kate. Kate called us. She said the date was amazing. You guys went to brunch on Valentine's Day. She said you had a lot in common. She's attracted to you. You're funny. Conversation flowed. I think she even said that she had texted you, like, thanks for the date, or was looking forward to seeing you again, but she's not heard back from you, hasn't heard anything from you.
So it was Valentine's Day. I'm sure you probably already know that. You already said that. So we went out on Valentine's Day.
Yep.
For a first date, right?
Okay.
And we went out to brunch, had a nice little brunch, drank some mimosas, mm-hmm. But she just went on and on about, like, how I didn't bring her any flowers and Valentine's Day chocolates and a card and this and that. And it's like, pump the brakes, you know? Like, this is our first date. I mean, I know it's Valentine's Day, but... You're not really my Valentine.
Vinny,
it's just the first date.
I'm on the line too. I'm sorry, Vinny, but I'm on the line too.
Yes.
I didn't think I was chirping about it all the time.
Oh my God, Kate, you're here.
I was kind of joking, but kind of like, I mean, it was Valentine's Day. I mean, I thought you were kind of laughing along with me, you know?
Okay.
You could just get me a card and some candies. I mean, it's not that big of a deal. It was Valentine's.
Okay. I got to jump in. Yes, Vinny, that's Kate, but I don't know how I feel about this. I feel like if a guy took me out on Valentine's as well, Kate, I would have probably thought he'd bring at least a single flower or something.
Yeah, because even, you know what? I've actually gone out on dates before where it wasn't Valentine's Day and the guy brought me flowers.
Okay.
So, I guess you didn't. I enjoyed the date because I think you're an amazing person and I had so much fun laughing with you and we have dogs and everything. And I was just like, wow. Okay. But, I mean, I didn't.
Vinny,
I didn't think it was. Like,
was she harping,
too much to ask.
Was she harping too much on you or something, Vinny?
Harping too much? I mean, she hasn't let it go about how I didn't bring flowers and chocolates and a card, and now she's calling a radio station to put it out there for the whole world to hear.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little much. It was one date. It was a first date. You know, we were both single. We went out for Valentine's Day. I mean, at some point, it's getting a little psycho, honestly. I mean, it's weird.
I'm glad I did call the radio station because I wanted to know what was going on.
Well, all right. So usually we offer to pay for a second date. If there's any interest, we'll pick up the tab. Is there any interest on either one of your parts to go on a second date?
I'm all set. Nice girl, not for me. I'm all set. Thank you though. Thank you though.
I definitely misjudged. I don't think he's the guy for me.
Yeah. And you know what, Kate? You definitely deserve somebody who's going to bring you flowers to dinner. And Vinny, maybe he's just not that guy for you. So at least we got answers. And Vinny, thank you for being honest.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
It's a tough one. Everybody has expectations on Valentine's Day, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody does. So it's a tough one. But
wow. Thanks
for being honest. And Kate, thank you for calling us. I'm glad you got your answers.
Yeah, thank you.
Quarantine hair, and they don't care. Back to Courtney and Kiss in the morning on Kiss 95.7.
Yeah, it's time for your Hollywood report. Billie Eilish, a restraining order. She got one against a man who's been hanging around her Los Angeles home and has been sending her death threats. This guy's been there since the summer.
What?
Camping across the street from her home. She says she's fears for her life. He watches her come and go every day. And then sends her disturbing letters. The restraining order requires the man to stay 2 city blocks away from Billie and her entire family. And Justin Bieber headlined that Valentine's Day concert on TikTok. He performed his album Journals. Well, he broke a record, making it the most watched live stream by a single artist on TikTok.
No way.
Yes.
Wow.
I love Justin. I have Bieber fever. And I'm not embarrassed by it. And by the way, Justin and his wife, Haley, officially said goodbye to their first Beverly Hills home. I'm telling you, she's either pregnant
okay.
or They're planning on the family soon because they're moving into a bigger home. They sold their mansion and they sold it fully furnished. Like, you know what? We want to get rid of everything. Start over. They sold it for about $8 million. They took a loss of $500,000.
Whoa.
That's how much they're like, let's get out of this house. By the way, Ariana Grande's fiance, who's a real estate agent, Dalton Gomez, helped to sell the house.
That's pretty cool.
He was one of the real estate agents on the listing. Now you can check out the house, the inside, and all the furniture that came with it at kiss957.com/Courtney. All the hits. Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. It is 6:50. On and off snow today and some freezing rain, up to 2 inches. 30 degrees for a high. There are some closings, some delays, and all of that. It's the Big Y Storm Center at kiss957.com. Check it out. It is also time for good news. Every weekday morning at this time, we bring you good news, and we want you to share your good news. If you've got good news to share, call us, 860-247-9570. I've got good news. It's National Health Caregivers Day.
Oh, really? What's that?
It's a day to give thanks to our health caregivers, those who are taking care of us, especially at this time. So I want to give a shout out to a longtime listener and friend. His name is Pedro.
Oh, I love Pedro.
Yeah, he's a health caregiver. He's amazing. So shout out, much love, and just sending love to all of the health caregivers out there today. Today is your day. And so you know what? If you want to give a shout out to a health caregiver, just call me.
Yeah.
Let's do this together. That is my good news. National Health Caregivers Day. What is yours, Walmart, Jeff?
My good news is that the Hartford Yard Goats are back.
Are they?
Yeah, they didn't play last year because of COVID.
Yeah.
And they announced yesterday that their season will start on May 4th.
Nice.
They'll have 60 home games at Dunkin' Donuts Park. And their home opener is on Tuesday, May 11th.
Wow. Okay, so May 11th is the home opener. Nice.
Yeah, as of now, they're not sure if they'll be able to have fans.
Okay.
But the Hartford Athletic Soccer Team had fans in the fall.
Right.
At like a reduced capacity, so the Hartford Yard Goats are hoping for the same.
Can they do some sort of live stream? I mean, I know a lot of places do live stream where you can actually watch the game.
Yeah, it's called watching TV, Courtney.
All right,
that's
well,
where they
whatever.
Put the sports nowadays on TV.
Whatever, Walmart Jeff. It is National Caregivers Day. If you want to give a shout out to a caregiver, or if you've got good news that you want to share with us, call us 860-247-9570. Ooh, let's get some good news. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Camry.
Camry, welcome to Kiss 95.7. Do you have good news for us?
Yeah, I just wanted to give a shout out to my mom. She's a nurse. Her name's Jen.
Jen. Yes, Jen. It is National Caregivers Day. And where does your mom, Jen, work?
She has to work for a home health aid.
Yes. Oh, fantastic. You need to tell your mom thank you from us, okay?
I will. Thank you.
I love that. All right. National Caregivers Day. Big shout out to Jen. If you've got a caregiver shout out or good news, 860-247-9570. All right. It is Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. I got the stun gun warmed up. I actually had to re-duct tape it to the 6-foot pole, Walmart Jeff. We're going to call my mother, Gail. Stun gun pop quiz with my mother, Gail. We have to ask her questions about our show. If she gets them right, she gets a this. Oops. If she gets them wrong, she gets a... Oh, well, Walmart gets a this.
Oh,
I get to zap them.
Oh, good.
Roll up your sleeve. Don't be a baby. Ooh.
Yeah.
It's really... It's been charging, like, all morning, so it's good and strong. Hopefully she's been listening.
Good morning.
Hey, Dad.
How are you, beautiful?
What are you doing?
I'm watching your mother make stuffed grape leaves.
Oh, Mom, you're making grape leaves this morning?
I am cooking.
Okay. Well, are you ready for the stun gun pop quiz?
Absolutely. I'm cooking and listening to you.
Okay,
now,
good.
JP, is it okay if she takes a break from cooking to do the stun gun pop quiz?
Yeah, she can, as long as she doesn't stun you, Walmart.
Perfect.
All right, well,
you're my buddy.
Oh, now Walmart's your buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, Walmart's your buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, stun gun pop quiz with my mother, Gail. My dad, JP, is back up. Mom, question number one. Who did Tanya's husband give flowers to this week on War of the Roses?
Okay. Hairdresser.
Nice.
Walmart was a little nervous.
Yeah.
He was like getting ready for this done. But yeah, he gave flowers to the hairdresser and then he told his wife to like just relax about it. I don't know.
Well, yeah, he said he was with his mother all day shoveling.
Yeah, and he wasn't, was he?
No.
All right, Mom. Question number two, stun gun pop quiz with my mother, Gail. Walmart Jeff stockpiled this item and hasn't had to buy it for a year.
You know what? Jeff thinks like your father. Soup.
Yes!
Yeah.
Definitely cans and cans of soup.
So you, that's a great comfort food, Walmart, isn't it?
It is a good comfort food, and it's also good to have for, like, school can drives when the kids come home with a letter saying they need food for a can drive.
That's right, exactly.
Absolutely.
All right, so you guys stockpiled with a little soup then, too.
Yes.
All right. You might get all three. Walmart, you may not get zapped today. Stun gun pop quiz with my mother, Gail. My dad, JP, is back up. Mom, what...
Be careful.
You know me? You be careful.
All right. Be kind.
What profession is now helping to administer the COVID-19 vaccine here in Connecticut?
Hold on.
Are you consulting with dad?
No, he's talking to himself.
Okay, so he does that happen a lot?
Yeah, he does.
Dad, are you talking to yourself?
I know I'm talking to your mom. I'm trying to tell
her.
Trying to give him my recommendation for an answer.
Okay.
Veterans. I think the firefighters.
Okay, well.
Oh, no.
No.
No. No.
Teachers.
No.
Do you want a teacher giving you a vaccine?
No. Veterinarians. The veterinarians.
Well,
no. Yes, veterinarians.
No.
Yes.
Ow! What was that for?
Mom, Dad is right.
Oh, no.
Well, you're telling him
I got the first part of it, veterans, is veterinarians.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, okay. I knew
that's
it.
That's right.
Well, I was going to say you and Jeff.
Veterinarians in
Connecticut.
Do you think people of Connecticut want me and Walmart Jeff to vaccinate them?
I wouldn't, but they might.
Okay.
I smell like booze and old cheese. Why would people want to come to me to get a vaccine?
Yeah.
Oh, disgusting.
And I get the shakes.
Oh, no.
All right. Veterinarians.
I'm sorry.
I almost had it, too. I knew it.
It's confusing. Veteran or veterinarian, very similar. I can see how you...
Oh, yeah, exactly, Courtney.
No,
really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Anyway, yes, veterinarians are stepping up to the plate. I mean, honestly, they vaccinate animals all day long.
That's right.
Yeah, they do. They're awesome.
Yeah, that's right.
They know how to give a shot. All right. Well, you've got 2 out of 3.
Yes. Well, it's better than nothing.
It's better than nothing, but, Dad, you were on the right track.
Thank you, honey.
I just didn't think it.
Sorry, Walmart.
That's all right, Gail. Now you can get back to making food, and JP, you can get back to watching her.
All right, you guys. We love you so much.
Have a great day, guys.
Yes, on and off snow today. Some freezing rain up to 2 inches, high of 30. Make sure you check out the Storm Center for all of the closings and delays. Big Y Storm Center at kiss957.com. It is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk. And we call him Walmart Jeff because he used to work at Walmart.
That's right.
In East Windsor, stocking the shelves.
Yeah, in the pharmacy, filling prescriptions, helping Courtney with diet pills and such.
Okay, whatever.
Anyways, I have good news for Connecticut students. Wallet Hub just came out with a list of the most educated states in the U.S.
Oh, and it's CT.
Yeah, and I will say CT is high on the list.
Okay.
I'll give you the top 5.
Yes, I'd love it. I'd love it.
Coming in at number 5 is Colorado.
Okay. Yeah. I guess.
A lot of weed out there. Yeah. So a lot of people want to go to school. Number 4, Vermont.
Really?
Yeah, Vermont has a lot of good schools.
I love Vermont.
The most educated states in the U.S., according to Wallet Hub.
Ooh.
Number 3 on
Massachusetts.
The list.
Massachusetts.
No.
Oh.
Connecticut.
Yes! Yay! CT! Number 3.
Yeah. Number,
I love it.
Number 2 on the list is Maryland.
Okay, Maryland.
And the most educated state in the United States. Coming in at number 1
is
Connecticut's hat, Massachusetts.
Nice!
Hey, way to go.
I like our neighbors.
Yeah, our neighbors to the north, they have the best schools up there in Massachusetts. And if you're sitting in your car driving along and you're wondering yourself, hey, Walmart Jeff, where does West Virginia land on the list?
Yeah, are they last?
Well, I will tell you, they are dead last, Courtney.
Oh, that's sad.
And I've been to West Virginia to pick up some things down there, and they deserve to be
last.
What
the hell? hell were you picking up in West Virginia?
It doesn't matter, Courtney. I was making some runs for some people back in the day.
Oh, my God, you're ridiculous.
So, yes, West Virginia at the very bottom of the list.
But, you know, an education is expensive.
Yes.
If you've got student loans, I mean, they don't stop for much. If you got to pay those student loans, all you need to do is listen and win $1,000. It's super easy. We do it 12 times a day. In fact, if you miss the keyword, I'll give it to you again. The keyword so that you can win $1,000 right now is dollar. All you need to do is text the nationwide keyword dollar to 200-200. You'll get qualified to win $1,000. Of course, we'll shoot you a confirmation text and info. Standard data, message rates apply. Yes, it is Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the morning. Time for your Hollywood report. Beyonce to the rescue. Beyonce and her Be Good Foundation, along with Houston disaster relief organization Bread of Life, teaming up, providing relief to Texas. Texas residents affected by the storms, the winter storms they've had, are now able to apply for up to $1,000. Beyonce tweeted, "We send our prayers to those impacted by the winter storm." And The Weeknd got a pretty awesome piece of jewelry this week, a diamond Super Bowl ring from his record label.
Really?
It's not an official ring like the Tampa Bay Bucks will get, but this is a one-of-a-kind piece designed by a celebrity jeweler that his record label had made. It has 16 carats on this ring. That's a lot of diamonds. It's got the words "World Champion" on it as well. It also has his name, The Weeknd, and the score of the game and the date.
That's pretty cool. I like
just
that.
Like, I can't figure out. I've been trying to figure out how much this ring is worth, but it's somewhere in the neighborhood of like $300,000. Yeah. You can check out the ring. It's on our blog. And finally, this past weekend, Shawn Mendes' girlfriend Camila Cabello commented on his ponytail on Instagram. And so what did he do? He cut it off.
Good.
I like him with shorter hair. He actually posted a new photo to Instagram in his stories with a short haircut. And boy, he looks good. Don't you think? What do you mean good? What's your problem?
Well, no, I just have a problem with guys that...
ponytails?
You know, yeah, that, you know, they're always looking for like an elastic, like to put their hair... like, one time my buddy asked me, I was like, why would I have an elastic for your hair? like that should never happen.
You are so funny. I love a high, messy man bun. I do. On the right guy, it looks really good. You can see his new hairdo and more in all of these stories. Kiss957.com/Courtney. Billie Eilish, fearing for her life. I'll tell you that story coming up at 8:40 right here on Kiss 95.7. It is Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, but it is currently 7:50, and that means it's time for good news. Every single weekday at 7:50, we bring you good news, and we'd love to hear your good news. If you've got good news, call us, 860-247-9570. I've got good news. It's National Caregivers Day.
Nice.
A day to give a shout-out, show appreciation and gratitude for our caregivers. Shout-out to a longtime listener and a good friend, Pedro.
What up, Pedro?
He's a caregiver, and he's just amazing. So today's your day. If you would like to give a shout out to a caregiver, all you need to do is call us and give a shout out. But my good news is it's National Caregivers Day. Walmart Jeff, what's your good news?
My good news is baseball is back in Hartford.
Ooh.
The Hartford Yard Goats announced yesterday their season opener will be on May 4th. Last year, they didn't even play because of COVID.
Right.
And then this year, they're going to have a reduced schedule, but they will be playing 60 home games at Dunkin' Donuts Park.
Yep.
Their home opener will be taking place on Tuesday, May 11th.
I'm glad they're back, but most importantly, when is goat yoga coming back? Because I took a goat yoga class there.
I don't know, but I have a friend named Buddy who has a farm who has a bunch of goats.
I'll just wander onto his farm and let a goat jump all over me.
I'm sure he'd be cool with that.
All right. So that is good news. May 11th, we can look forward to it.
Yep. No word on when fans will be able to attend, but they're hoping to get them in there soon.
Love it. Hey, if you've got good news, don't forget it is National Caregivers Day. If there's a caregiver you want to say, I love you too, call us and also share your good news. 860-247-9570. It's Post Malone, Swae Lee, and Sunflower. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
This is Todd.
Todd, welcome to Kiss 95.7. Do you have good news for us?
I do. I actually want to give a shout-out to my soon-to-be sister-in-law. She's a home health aide. She works her butt off for everyone, and she does a great job for what she does.
Oh, my God. What's her name?
Her name is Alexandra.
Alexandra. Yes, Alexandra. Thank you for what you do. It is National Caregivers Day, and I'm so glad you called to give her a shout-out.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. I love you. I love listening to you guys every day.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much, and drive safe.
All right. Thanks, you too.
All right. Good news. 860-247-9570.